You're listening to SBS News.
Despite threats from Russia, grain shipments from Ukrainian ports never stopped. Ukraine in the United Nations decided to call Russia's bluff, and it worked. Vladimir Putin suspended Russia's participation in the food export agreement, accusing Ukraine of using safe shipping channels to conduct drone attacks in Crimea, which Ukraine denies. Just 2 days later, a massive change in direction by the Russian president.
I have instructed the Defence Ministry to resume our participation in this work. However, Russia reserves the right to withdraw from these agreements if these guarantees are breached by Ukraine.
Following the announcement, global wheat and corn prices fell. An advisor to Ukraine's president declared Russia's blackmail attempt had failed. But the threat to global food supplies is not over. The current deal is due to expire on November the 1st, with no guarantee it will be renewed. Turkey has welcomed the return of Russia to a Black Sea grain export agreement. Turkey has spent days intensely lobbying Russia to resume its participation, with the breakthrough coming after a meeting with Vladimir Putin. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Russia's defence minister called his Turkish counterpart after the Putin meeting to confirm grain shipments will now continue as planned. He says Russia will, however, insist that shipments to African nations be prioritised.
As we agreed with Mr. Putin, we will first run this corridor to the poor and strange countries of Africa, and he advised us to deal with Somalia, Djibouti and Sudan in the first place. We will do that as well.
The Kremlin's backdown comes as Ukraine continues to make slow but steady progress in its counter-offensive north of Russian-controlled Kherson. Ukrainian soldier Lyotny is on the front line.
The main motivation is our families, our land. Nobody would want for someone to stalk in his home. We will chase them out.
Countering the counter-offensive is draining Russia's ammunition stockpile, forcing Russia to source supplies from abroad. The United States is accusing North Korea of covertly supplying a significant number of artillery shells. John Kirby is the U.S. National Security Council spokesman.
We have seen indications that North Korea is covertly supplying artillery shells to Russia, and that they are going to try to mask the shipment of those artillery shells by funneling them through third countries in the Middle East and North Africa.
Russia says it's deeply disappointed that the United Nations Security Council has not supported its bid to investigate claims of a biological weapons program in Ukraine. Russia's Deputy Ambassador Dmitry Polyansky says the Council did not respond positively to its request to establish a commission into allegations that Ukraine and the US are working on a biological program together, which would constitute a breach of international conventions. Russia's bid was supported only by China, with the US, Britain and France voting no and 10 other Council nations abstaining. The resolution required a minimum of 9 yes votes in order to be adopted. The vote outcome is being seen as a reflection of the Council's continuing opposition and scepticism about Russia's actions since its February 24th invasion of Ukraine and its inability to take action against the offensive because of Russia's veto power. And as the fighting continues, the humanitarian crisis worsens. Filippo Grandi, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, says the agency estimates some 14 million people have been forced from their homes since the Russian invasion began.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine has driven the fastest and largest displacement witnessed in decades. Ukrainians are about to face one of the world's harshest winters in extremely difficult circumstances. Humanitarian organizations have dramatically scaled up their response, but much more must be done, starting with an end to this senseless war.
Polish authorities fear Russia is planning to engineer another migration crisis, and so they're building a new razor wire fence along the border with the Russian region of Kaliningrad to prevent a similar situation to last year, when thousands of mostly Iraqi nationals were encouraged to cross into Poland from Belarus. Mariusz Kamiński is the Polish Interior Minister.
We do not exclude, and we are better safe than sorry, that similar scenarios may be implemented on our border with Russia.
The new razor wire fence is just a temporary measure. The Polish government has authorised construction of a permanent barrier. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.